Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. You've probably seen the headlines. Apple being ordered by a U.S. magistrate that they should be helping the FBI get into the phone of one of the terrorists who shot up, who shot and killed 14 people in San Bernardino. Remember that a while ago? They still can't get into this guy's phone, and so they're looking for help from Apple. And Tim Cook is kind of saying, I don't want to do that because then it opens security to all the phones.
That's the whole thing. He's like, basically, they want the judge wants them to. He's saying we don't have a way to crack into the phones. We don't have a program done for that. Yeah. The programs are designed so that the phones are designed so that only the user, only the owner, can get into it.
I find it hard to believe that the guys who developed that at Apple don't also have a way to get into it, almost like for fun. You know what I mean?
Right. No, but now he's saying the opposing the order is not something that we take lightly. He says, while the government may argue that its use would be limited to this case, there's no way to guarantee such control. They are not asking Apple to redesign a product or to create a new backdoor, insisted one White House. They are simply asking for something that would have an impact on this one device. I understand where he's coming from, though, dude. Think about what is. You got a billion some odd people that use the iPhone, right?
Got it.
If they all of a sudden think that Apple is quickly willing to give up their privacy, they're going somewhere else.
Yeah, but how much privacy do we have? Everything is cookied. Everything seems like you get you do one search and everything pops up on your phone. Like
it, do we it say comes we talk about it? We talk about it. Well, we talk about it all the time. It's perception.
How much privacy do we actually have?
It's perception. It doesn't matter. If I perceive, like, if I don't think, if I'm trusting, if I'm spending my money with Apple. And now Apple all of a sudden says, oh, yeah, no problem. I'll just give up that information on that phone. Well, then I don't know that it's not going to happen to me. Now, most people won't care.
Right.
But people will. And you know who definitely will? Mm-hmm. Shareholders.
The thing is,
he's got to protect a lot of things here. He's got to protect. And again, you throw the word terrorist out there and everybody says, absolutely, go get him.
Right.
But it's terrorism this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's the line? You know that line is constantly going to move,
Then go,
you know,
case by case. I mean, this is a terrorist. What if in that phone is information about another cell of three people in the area who are about to go put a dirty bomb in L.A.? Now you should have opened the phone, shouldn't you? These guys, they didn't work alone. There's good information in there. Why wouldn't you help them unlock that? All they want is the encryption taken off so they can pound away at the password without the whole thing deleting.
Cook said the company was unwilling to create new software designed specifically to override the security feature. Quote, the FBI may use different words to describe this tool, but make no mistake, building a version of that operating system that bypasses security in this way would undeniably create a backdoor. And while the government may argue that its use would be limited to this case, there's no way to guarantee such control.
Don't give them the software. Bring the phone to Apple. Have them take the encryption off of that phone. Keep it at Apple. If we trust Apple more than the government, leave it at Apple.
I'm just guessing.
However they do it.
I'm just guessing. It's not that simple.
I'm just guessing there's no way they don't have a way to break that encryption.
No, I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can come up with a way.
Yeah.
I'm sure they can come up with a way. I don't think it's would be much of a challenge for them to do it. It's
but
just
they
a
question.
Right. And I can't blame them, dude. There's a lot on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about one where the two people are
on
dead.
On both sides, there's a lot on the line.
But the two people are dead. The two terrorists are dead.
Right.
Right? So, I totally see both sides. And do I think the FBI is going to win in the end? I do.
Do you?
But I see where Tim Cook is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Totally see where he's coming from.
But there's a lot on the line on both sides. I think you got to unlock this one phone.
Dude, this one company is more valuable than the United States of America. I mean, they're worth is at almost $1 trillion.
They're worth a lot, but they're not worth that much.
They're worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars.
Okay.
We owe.
They're not going to collapse because they opened that one phone to get the information from terrorists. They're not.
I'm not saying they're going to collapse, but they got a responsibility to shareholders. You know it, and I know it.
Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. You've probably seen the headlines where Apple CEO Tim Cook has said, listen, we don't want to break into this phone from the terrorists in San Bernardino who killed 14 people because it would open the doors to the FBI being able to look into all of our customers' phones, and we value their personal security. I, for one, feel like they should just break into that one phone, get it done, and so these guys can get that info. But JP makes a point. The CEO is fighting it for it's a business decision. Ronnie Doug is on the line, veteran. Go ahead, Ronnie.
It's more than that.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's making a business decision. Right. He's not making an ethical decision. He's making a business decision.
No, it is an ethical decision. It's an ethics of whether or not he wants to give the government the ability to access, at that point, every single phone in Apple's iPhone service.
Versus potential information that could involve death. He's making a decision. And I feel like totally on the wrong side.
It is an ethical decision, though. Mm-hmm. It's not just business.
Mm. Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, I think the CEO of Apple should be handcuffed and thrown in jail. I understand the privacy thing, but this is national security. You got guys out there giving up their life, never mind their privacy, to protect this country. And these guys are telling you, big guy, to go f*** this up. They're denying the judge's order. And,
they're doing it legally. He's got, there was a ruling down. He's appealing the ruling. He's doing it legally. He's not just telling them to F off. The court came out and ordered something. His attorneys are stepping up and saying, no, they're going to argue it. I think he's going to lose.
I think he will.
I think he's going to lose, but I understand why he's doing it. He's at least got to put up a front that looks like that he's protecting his customers and his shareholders.
He better hope there's not a time limit on this information. Because if his front stays up too long, then he's got a problem. If there's any information on other terrorist groups who then become active.
Hey, thanks.
Because they know they're in that phone. Hey, thanks, Ronnie. Yeah, it's a tough choice. There's no question. Both sides, like you said, you can see both sides, but I just know what side I have to land on.
I'll tell you this. He didn't wake up yesterday morning wanting this to be the case.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He had a good thing going.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island Zip on Rock Station.
He didn't want to wake up yesterday dealing with any of this nonsense.
Roger and JP. Talking about the situation. I mean, it's a tough choice. Apple been asked, ordered, to unlock an iPhone of one of the terrorists in the shootings in San Bernardino. And Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, doesn't really want to do that. He says now we're opening up all our customers.
He said it's
their
phones
being able to be looked at.
You can't create it for just one phone. Effectively, you're creating a back door, almost like a master key that would be able to unlock, bypass security on every iPhone. I mean, I get it.
All right, we have a listener on the line. She says she has some good info about this. Go ahead. What do you got about it?
77 times, Apple has already done this for the government.
Really?
So this is not earth-shattering, first-time-breaking, first-time event.
Was this back with the Patriot Act, and then they stopped doing it, and now he doesn't want to go back to doing it?
No, I mean, this has been through the whole time of iPhone.
77 times.
77 times. Now, probably, I don't know the...
Where did you get that information? Where did you get that information from?
That's been on Fox News for the last 2 days.
Wow.
So, if that's been a majority, probably was under Steve Jobs. So, I doubt if any of those were probably under the new CEO, Cook. But that's an interesting factor to look at.
Yeah, it sure is. I don't know if it's the same situation. I don't know if it's different technology, but the fact that they've opened phones before, maybe they didn't want that known.
Probably.
For some reason, he's taking a stand now. All right, we'll look at it, but that's an interesting, if that's a fact, that's interesting. It's 806, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Yeah, that woman might have been right. Somebody just sent me an article that Apple unlocked iPhones for the Fed 70 times before.
Hmm.
A 2015 court case shows that the tech giant has been willing to play ball with the government before and is only now stopping because it might, quote, tarnish the Apple brand.
So then I wonder why right now he's putting his foot down and saying no. If they do it 70 times, why is the 71st time the thing?
This might have all been done under the last CEO. What's his face?
Could be him.
Yeah.
His thing.
I'm not sure. And, I'm already getting kind of beat up on Facebook and stuff. It's not that I want Apple to win. It's not that. I just think I understand. What I'm saying is I'm putting myself in Tim Cook's shoes for a second, and I get what he's doing, why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I don't think he's going to win. I don't think in this case he should win.
Mm-hmm.
But I see where it could.
But he's protecting what? His shareholders.
Right.
Over protecting information that potentially could end up harming people.
I understand. Listen,
I don't see how you make that choice.
I think, like I said before, I think he's got to put up the air that he's protecting everything.
Yeah.
And he's going to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to lose.
And I think he's being real general about, and if we open the phones, then the FBI can look at everybody's phones. I'm not buying that. Are you saying you're opening this one phone you're giving them the way to unencrypt everybody's phone?
What do you mean you're not buying
it? Why would you say that?
But you don't know anything about it.
I don't know the technical, exactly, but do you believe that Apple can't open one phone? Of course they can open one phone. They built it. They designed the encryption.
Right. I understand that, but then...
Not buying it for a second. Of course he can open the one phone and have the FBI walk out the door with the phone that they opened.
I think
give him software that lets him open everybody's phone.
I think they can do it in 20 minutes.
Right. One phone.
Listen, I get you. I understand it. And I want them to get all the information out of that phone, too.
And I see the case by case. I see that down the road, it can start one guy in Michigan, not a terrorist, murders somebody and they need information. Maybe he has someone hidden in a well somewhere. Okay, I see. Now there's more and more cases where it becomes important
have
to open that one phone. But if they've done it 70 times, there's a billion phones out there. 70?
How about the guys that develop these apps now? You know, the ones in Paris. You said the other day that... Yeah. Our government knew days beforehand that those attacks were planned.
Yeah.
But they were using encrypted apps that they couldn't break through. They couldn't get through these.
So we couldn't see their communications.
So now, when are you going to start locking the people who developed those apps up?
Well, now it always goes. One's ahead of the other all the time. Now the governments and the intelligence agencies have to figure out cracks to get into those apps. And then the guys come up with new apps that beat that.
It's such an evil circle.
It's constant.
Because the bad guys have more talent than the good guys.
Well,
and then
what
happens is when the bad guys finally get caught, the good guys say, hey, we won't throw you in jail. Come work for us. And then the next group of bad guys, you know what I'm saying? It's like an evil, endless circle.
Yep. It's constant topping. Offense, defense, offense, defense.
Yeah.
Constant.